You are loved.
That is our message.
You are loved. So what we're thinking about today, being in the community and for the community. And we were thinking about, so if you have Semaphore, it's pretty hard work trying to work out the message, okay? It's from a distance. You're like, what? Oh, wait a minute, what was that letter? It's pretty tricky trying to work out the message. But that's the message that God has been trying to get through to his people throughout history. And we were thinking about, I was thinking about in the Old Testament, you know, God could give the message, but it was from a distance. Since people pushed God away by disobeying and by choosing to go their own way instead of God's ways, then God was been trying to get his message across, trying to get his message across. And he said it through the law. He sent the law through Moses. And he was saying, this is the best way to live. This is what I created for you for. This is the best way to live your lives. And people did it sometimes, and they didn't do it sometimes. And he sent his message from a distance through the prophets. So he would give words to different men and women to bring to people, to tell them, this is who I am. I love you. I love you more than you could ever, ever know. And this is the way you should be living your lives. This is the best way, the healthiest way, the right way for you to be living your lives. And people sometimes listened to the message and sometimes didn't listen to the message. Sometimes they killed the prophets because they didn't want to hear the message. And they would follow God and then they would fall away from following God and they would follow God. And then they would go their own way again. And so in the end, as we can tell, Semaphore is very helpful if you have to do something from a big distance. But the best way to get the message across, the best way is to be able to go and say, Alice, you are loved. The best way is to come close and to be able to speak to people like that. And so that's what God did. When he sent Jesus, he came close. And Jesus was willing to leave the glories of heaven to come and share that message. This is the kingdom of God. You are loved by God. Loved so much that God's going to break down the barrier between us and bring forgiveness and bring life to the full. So we were thinking about being in the community in the same way that Jesus became incarnate and shone light into the darkness of the world. And he came to share in the messiness of life, the fallenness of people. And he came because he loved us so much. And we were thinking about being in the community is kind of a bit like that, that God calls us to be in the community, in the messiness of life. We all know that wherever people are involved, it's going to be messy. It's not going to be straightforward. It's not going to be easy, because we all know that from our own lives as well. And yet God calling us to be a light shining and to let his light shine and to let his message come through us as we become incarnate in the community where he's put us. And that can be this actual locality, this community for people who live here. It can be our work community. It can be our school community. It can be lots of different things. So.